Hot fuzz. Cold fuzz.
Hot fuzz, cold fuzz. That sums up a Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well, we're summing it up now because this is the last ever commentary we're doing for season one.
No! Well, you mean we aren't going back and starting over with season one again next week? Or episode one?
Yeah, no.
No?
Why?
We gotta fill Wednesday somehow, guys.
All summer long, just keep going back, you know, season one.
It's the long summer on Game of Thrones. Yep. We're just gonna keep doing the same
thing. You're gonna
thing.
Wish for winter so badly by the end of it.
Bob.
Bob, hey, how you doing, B.O.B.? This is the third pass through is going to be the best, though, I can already tell.
I think so.
I just realized that in this episode, Peter Dinklage receives the end credit, like, and Peter Dinklage.
Oh, the honor spot.
Yeah.
Well, a little head nod.
I don't know, is that the honor spot?
That's probably because Ned is dead, so he's now the main character, isn't he? Technically.
That's a very good point. I was just going to say, it's good that they removed him from the credits here for this episode.
Oh, what do you mean? It's good that...
Yeah. Clean break.
We were talking about that, I think, around one of our first episodes ever, where we were like, hey, it's nice to see Peter Dinklage. He's now the star of the show. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because he kind of strutted up in the opener of season two and was like, Joffrey, stop being bad.
But, I mean, he's still being nominated for, like, supporting actor awards and stuff, isn't he?
Well, which on a show with this kind of an ensemble, you really can't be a leading actor no matter what you do.
But then that ruins their chances to win awards, so it always annoys me that they don't just pick one, you know? But anyway, that's beside the point.
Directed by Alan Taylor.
Yay,
great
Alan
job,
Taylor.
Alan Taylor. This is the last episode.
Yes.
Oh, man, they had to remind us, didn't they? Holy corn syrup. There's brain matter on that thing. There is brain matter and hair.
He has a neck brain.
It's probably neck
Matt
matter.
Stark.
Oh. Yeah.
I guess what a
Arya.
Beautiful hug.
Look at me.
This is so sad. Poor Arya is now, like, hey, has a hard time.
Look at me, Dumbledore. Look at me.
Look at me.
And you'll be keeping your mouth shut.
I'm not a boy.
So I think we all remember what happened last Wednesday.
Gross. Oh, and she like faints. Poor thing.
I think she was pushed. I think that guy pushed her. We should rewatch that.
No.
She was definitely pushed down.
Yeah, but I think she was already fainted. I love how even now, even with this horrible, horrible thing, she's still like, I'm not a boy, damn it.
Yeah.
Nobody ever gets it.
Boy,
if something was
icky.
Like, you're a girl, I'd be like, I'm not a girl, no matter what's happening. It's just one of those things you don't
free haircut,
like,
though.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Jorin's the barber of King's Landing.
It's true.
Locust Bran.
Hey, Bran. Bran. There you are.
No, but then it is Bran. It's the three-eyed raven.
Well, I love that they keep doing this, where there's dream sequences. You know it immediately because he's walking somewhere.
Yeah.
But they keep doing it. They're just like, hey, he's standing somewhere.
And
it's like one day
showing him with that bow. Which is interesting, actually.
He
I love his 70s hair. I was just going to say.
I need a hair like that. I haven't gotten a cut in a while. I need that.
My father was there.
Your father's not down there, little. Not for many years.
Well, thanks for joining us, by the way, people, on another commentary.
Oh, yeah, yes, of course. We're, it's Wednesday.
Like
we're still,
some hole in the ground.
One episode left in the season
the
now, I left to go.
What are you scared of?
We're very
excited.
Yeah,
just in case our voices aren't trembling enough, we're recording this before Sunday night's episode.
Damn it, Zach.
We had to tell them.
I was going
to
somehow go through it without... Yeah, you're right, we had to tell them.
Oh, this is the one with crazy frickin' Rickon.
Frickin' Rickon.
What?
Frickin' Rickon.
Frickin' Rickon's gonna jump out of the tomb and
Frickin' Rickon, I love it.
Scare them. It's terrible.
Rickon, seriously, Rickon's gonna end up being the big bad of the series. Even though I know this series doesn't have a big bad. I still think it's gonna be Rickon.
You know, is it just me or did Asha rise to... Did Tonks rise to a position of power a little too soon? You know, they leave her alone with him?
I see what you mean.
Rickon. It was quite a... I mean, Shay did the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't like change. What are you doing down here? I guess I just have to accept that certain people will do that.
Yeah. Rickon is such a cute little kid. I wish they featured him more, because he's really good. I saw him. I mean, I know
this kid is
Bran is obviously really, really good, but, you know, we know that. When I was sleeping,
I guess I was hating on Book Rickon.
Oh, yes, Book Rickon.
Yeah, Book Rickon.
It's just so annoying.
Yeah. He did sick Shaggy Dog on them, but it was less clear in the show. Yeah.
It's only not. It's interesting that they both had the exact same dream. Or, not exact same, but similar.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, Master Luan. You know, this guy couldn't wear anything other than neutral colors to save his life.
It is Winterfell. There are no colors here.
He's a maester. He doesn't really have a,
No
there
color.
Are flamboyant maesters, I'm sure.
Name one.
Maybe not in Winterfell.
Maybe in Dorne. You're right. Probably in Dorne.
Really?
We're all excited about tonight.
At this point, the only, like, people with colors really are, like, the Lannisters and Dany. Dany wears blue, and the Lannisters wear red.
Yeah.
Oh, Catelyn. Where's she going? Oh, it's, I get it.
Oh, the forest. Oh, the trees.
This is so horrible. It's such a horrible scene. It's so upsetting.
She's pregnant. This is her morning sickness.
No, this is her morning
sickness. It's a very long pregnancy.
Learn about Ned.
Oh, it's so terrible. It's like, this isn't a heart tree. This isn't Ned. What's happening?
Yeah, she's not quite far enough to pray.
She doesn't pray with a heart tree, though.
No time for grieving.
But see, I think this is the point where, I'm not going to say crossroads, but this is the point where she just attaches herself to Rob. You know, he's the oldest son. He's the one that reminds her the most of Ned. She's the only child that she has any sort of connection to at the moment. Brilliant acting right there.
Meanwhile, he's doing the Blinken move from Robin Hood Men in Tights, chopping the tree into a thin little twig.
That pillar.
No, this is effective. I never noticed they took so many different angles and then edited them together of him lashing out his desperation for what has just happened to.
Kill them all. Every one of them. I'm gonna kill them all.
Oh, this is so sad. But this is when she lets go of her own grief, and she's like, I have to protect, like, the one child that I have with me, you know?
I love you, Robb Stark.
Your curly hair.
I love you, Kat Stark. She's also awesome.
I love you, Kat. She is. I feel bad.
I love you.
This is sad.
Whoever is in the scene right now. Oh, that dude. I don't know who that is. I don't love him.
This is a cool song, actually.
Oh, no. This is that scene. I can't
watch
it.
Eric, sing for us.
I can't watch.
Oh, God. One time only. Next time I'm charging tickets.
Do your worst. I'll have your ugly head. You're nowhere near as murderous as the lion in my bed.
Wow. This guy's got some balls.
No, they made him sing that. I would have changed my song.
Yeah, really.
The lion ripped his balls off and...
Oh, no.
The boar did all the rest.
Me.
I can't
and
watch
everybody
this, guys.
Everybody take a step back.
I can't
extras?
Watch it.
Okay, count of three. We're all going to step even further back.
Oh, clap.
Oh,
King
slow
likes
clap,
it.
Slow clap. Very
amusing. This is Joffrey's I know what you did
single.
There, face.
Oh no.
Thank you for your rendition.
Power's very new.
I imagine he was even better
for this
received
kid.
At that tavern. I'm so sorry, Your Grace. We'll never sing it again.
Seriously, this guy
Come
needs like an Xbox or something.
Your fingers or your tongue?
Your Grace?
Get his anger out on some
fingers
kids on Halo.
Your mm-hmm. tongue. If you got to keep one, which would it be?
What would you guys choose? We've had this discussion before.
It's not fair. I have 10 fingers.
Oh, I could just cut your throat.
Well, fingers everybody, done. Most people do.
Every man needs hands, Your Grace.
Good.
No, it is. I don't want
your
to
grace,
see it.
Please.
Yeah, no.
I wish Your Grace.
I hate this.
Who better than you to carry?
Why am I watching this damn
grace,
show? Give me.
Oh, that guy's got a grudge against this man's tongue.
He's racking up the.
Well, he has lost his own tongue, hasn't he? So.
Kill / wound count.
I'll leave the rest of the matters to you.
Joffrey's like, I'm done for the day.
My work here is done.
Joffrey's
gonna go bass fishing.
Yes. Joffrey, bass hunter. Doesn't it make a really like. a squishy sound in just a moment. Yeah, it does. Oh God, it does.
I turned my sound off, guys. I can't do it.
Walk with me. I want to show you something.
Deal.
Oh no, this is the scene that I. Shit.
I'm just not like. I don't have the stomach for this.
This is good use of foreground and background, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's really well
great,
done.
Great capturing of the throne room. Really, lava, yeah.
Put a sun in you.
I really like what they're doing as far as the season is concerned.
It's so terrible.
I love this. This.
No, please, no!
It's not the same amount of action that this we've been seeing, but it's setting up so much for here. Season 2, and I remember the wait and how terrible it was.
Yeah.
Look at it and see what happens.
This in particular.
Season-ending episodes of Game of Thrones, I mean, they generally are. Generally, I say we've had two so far, but, you know, they're setting up the next season, and they do such a great job. I love them. I love that they take the pace down a little bit from episode 9.
And obey.
Obey.
I promise I won't do any treason. I'll write lines if you want me to. Just let me go home.
This is just all building up Joffrey's character, though.
Oh,
from last episode through now.
Too. I mean, I know Joffrey's, yes, but also Sansa's. This is her big transformation right here.
As long as it pleases me.
And he's, like, not happy with her because she's stronger than he thought she was going to be.
If it please your grace.
When she starts playing the game in her own little tiny subtle way. It's brilliant.
George Bush. There he is.
There he is. I see him.
I was waiting for someone to mention that.
I raise my armies and kill.
Refer to an older episode for more reference to that.
His head as well.
Everybody knows.
Or maybe he'll give me yours.
Yeah.
Boom. Shakalaka. What now?
Push him.
Look at that shit.
My mother tells
push
me.
Push him down the stairs.
Very cool outfit, though.
Very swag. Oh, no. God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, his gauntlets on, too.
Yeah.
And she's just like,
not cool.
Screw you.
And now she sees. She could run, man. She could just run and push him.
She should have done it.
Ser Meryn, what a douche.
Oh, she would have done it.
Yeah.
If not for that damn... I'm not a fan of the Hound, I'm sorry.
But the moment passed.
Or do you need another lesson?
Ugh. I really want her to kill him.
I'll look for you in court.
I remember just reading that in the book, just going like, please just kill him.
Save yourself some pain, girl. Give him what he wants. You'll be needing that again.
But she's becoming so strong, you know, and in such a different way from her siblings. I really love Sansa's story. I think it's great.
The proper course is clear.
Kudos to Sophie Turner for pulling that scene off as well.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
The way she looked back up at him.
Renly is not the king.
I love the scene.
My lord.
King in the North.
Wish I could have been here for the filming, because I'm assuming it was a very fun rap party on the scene.
King of the North!
Bran can't be Lord of Winterfell before me. Renly can't be king before Stannis. Do you mean to declare us for Stannis?
Renly is
no.
My lords.
So they're like, okay, so my Renly lords. Doesn't have a claim.
Here is what I say to these
we might as well
kings.
Throw our ring. That's
Renly
so funny.
Baratheon is nothing to me. Nor Stannis neither. Why should they rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south? What do they know of the war?
Great what John always puts wood. Things in perspective.
Mm-hmm. True story.
Even their gods are wrong.
Even their
gods are wrong. Look at that woman. Is yeah. that a, what's her name? From the books? Micah,
it,
do you think?
It, was the
it must be.
We bow to.
Mage?
And now the dragons.
Maeve?
There!
I hope they cast
the
her later in the
king.
Story.
I mean to bend my knee to.
Yeah!
The King of the North!
King of
yeah.
the North!
King of the North!
King of the North!
And he's like, yeah, all right,
I'll
take
have
it.
Peace on those terms. They can keep their red
castle.
And their iron chair, too. The King
are
of the
Are these
North.
Guys proposing that they move the capital? To like
Theon.
Closer to the wall.
No, and always.
Always and forever. No. Oh.
Theon had a good moment right there, Eric.
Yep.
My sword one of his last.
In victory and defeat.
No, yes, and
this day until my last day.
See, he lies.
Kept his pledge.
Lies. King of the North.
Yeah.
Listen to that music too.
Yes, very good music. I mean, the North is large enough, right? It's large enough to rule.
Yeah.
Stark.
I want to see him. Now.
See, I wonder what would have happened if they would have killed Jaime and sent his head back to King's Landing.
They would have
Tywin
killed
probably
Sansa,
would have been
right?
Pissed.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
Because then they would have nothing. Like, the only reason that... I mean, not the only reason they keep Sansa safe, but I think if Jaime had been killed, Cersei would pretty much have been like, well... We don't need Sansa for anything. Let's just kill her.
You look lovely tonight, Lady Stark.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jaime.
So he's not been that. Told.
That must be lonely.
Oh.
I'm not at my best.
I love how, like, both Jaime and sense. Tyrion have made passes at Catelyn. Yeah. Catelyn at this point.
Slip out of that gown and we'll see if I'm up to it.
Frame of reference, people listening that aren't watching, that was a rock on his face.
Like she woman. Hit him I with a pretty big fucking rock.
Pack your head in a box and send it to your sister.
Let me show you how. Hit me again, over the ear, and again and again. You're stronger than you look, it shouldn't take long.
That is what you want the world to believe, isn't it? That you don't fear death.
But I don't, lady.
Doesn't matter now.
The dark is coming for all of us.
See, he doesn't. He, oh, Jaime.
Because you are going to
I can't even word.
Seven hells, the gods are just.
What gods are those?
I really
the
still believe that.
Has been prayed to?
He need like the loss
Where
of his hand
trees,
will, has
his
forced him to look at the
off.
World in a different way. And
if your gods are real,
it could be a good thing.
Just,
who knows?
Why is the world so full of injustice?
Truth. Because of men like you.
There are
also
no kind of
true.
Me.
Only
me.
Valentine.
Only me. Only me. I don't know why I'm the only one speaking right now, but I can keep, you know, going.
My son, Bran.
There are also no Selenas like me. Only me.
I forgot he admitted this.
He did.
Why?
I love her.
She's
why?
Like,
yeah.
Why?
She's like so hopeless about it all.
Why?
So insensitive, Jaime. Come God. On. I mean, I realize you're captured right
it's
now,
true,
but still,
though.
Man.
I mean, he's telling the truth.
Yeah, he is.
And he
looks
has
like
a
he's
habit
about to
of
cry,
doing
though.
That.
It's going to be a long war.
See, he's... Yeah, it's one of the things I like about Jaime.
I'm assuming this was a nice, cold Belfast evening they filmed this.
She doesn't know what to say.
No. And she can't kill him. Like, he told her the truth that that's what she wanted to hear, and when she heard it,
and
it
the truth shall set you free.
I can't believe we're actually at war.
I well, was like, who the hell start. Is that?
I thought it was a girl at first.
Yeah, I was like, is that young. Danny? What?
What does it say?
I don't like that she, like, I don't know.
Have we captured
Jaime
Rob
doesn't
Stark
never
yet?
Doesn't take other lovers
What's our next
but her,
Stop
but
talking.
She's just like, screw it, I'm just gonna...
Get back into bed.
Find a...
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Isn't he sleeping with Renly?
No, that's not him. This is a...
God, Eric.
That was, what's his face?
That's not Loras.
It's not Loras, it's,
Lancel.
I've heard his wolf killed a
Lancel
dozen
Lannister.
Many horses.
Is it true about Stannis?
Lancel.
Those Baratheon brothers have taken up against us. Jaime captured, his armies scattered. It's a catastrophe. Perhaps we should sue for peace.
Good
who is,
idea, Kevin.
Who is this? Oh, is that Kevin?
Sue him.
Oh.
There's your peace. Joffrey saw to that when he decided to remove Ned Stark's head.
So true. And I
You'll
love
an
how pissed Tyrion
that
is that Ned is dead,
you will
too.
Bringing Robb Stark to the table now. He's winning. In case you hadn't noticed.
I'm told we still have his sisters.
The first order of business is ransoming Sir Jaime.
No truces. We can't afford to look weak.
We should march on them at once. First, we must return to Casterly Rock to raise
They
more.
Have my son!
My son!
What you gonna do, cry about
Yeah,
it?
Michael.
Get out, all of you.
My boy!
My son!
How dare you make fun of Ames Diggory on this podcast?
Oh, I was making fun of Lost.
Oh, no, it's Eric.
I was just swapping one heart-wrenching moment for one no, that was not.
Not cool. So mean.
It was Edward Cullen, though, so it's okay.
Yes.
He came back to life as a white, shiny walker.
How about that? Tywin pouring a little
look
more
at that. Stock. He's like, what you said
if
just
he were
then.
Alive,
that
we could have used him to broker a peace with Winterfell and River Runner.
Yeah. See, that's the thing about some of the Lannisters is that at least they think.
But now,
I kind of like that about them.
Madness. Madness.
What I'm surprised about is that, you know, even at this point in the book, we've seen how full-fledgedly the Lannisters have been creeping wrong on, you know, for control of Westeros. But even with Joffrey on the throne, the Queen Regent there also, their wardens of the East and the West,
can't stay here.
Mm-hmm.
They still have a problem with allegiance.
Riverland on fire.
And the Baratheons can still be a threat after all of their control.
The rest of us will regroup.
Yeah, the numbers are spread out across Westeros, and really they just want to avoid war because they don't want any of them to personally die.
Rule.
Yeah.
And this is good because Tywin is giving Tyrion a little nod.
You'll bring that boy king to heel and his mother too, if needs be. And if you get so much as a whiff of treason from any of the rest, Baelish, Varys, Pycelle.
Head spikes walls. Why not my uncle? Why not anyone? Why me?
You're my son.
Oh my god.
Oh, one more thing. You will not take that whore to court. Do you understand?
Family.
The problem is, Tyrion does anyway. Takes the whore to court.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he does.
Well, you know.
Well, that's not a problem. That's just
Tywin can't get everything.
Yeah.
That he
no,
wants.
Exactly.
And it never really turned out to be that big of an issue so far for Tyrion.
That's true.
Oh no,
that I've seen.
This is so terrible. Ser Jorah.
Oops! Stop playing with your sword.
Yeah, I caught you.
My son.
This is interesting because in the book, I'm pretty sure. You guys
Where
have to correct
he?
Me, but she doesn't think of her son straight away. She thinks of Drogo and the eggs, and then she's like, oh yeah, there was something else that I was missing.
And it's all because she's coming off her acid trip.
What is it to
Well,
I mean, her dream, die? You know.
Right, but
yeah,
it's interesting
right.
here that it's all he about her son, whereas in the book, she really kind of forgot about him.
It was an afterthought.
Yeah, because it was never
I think you're
about
right.
him.
From what I remember when we did the chapter analysis.
You see, the child was
monstrous. Twisted.
Hey, Mary.
I pulled him up myself.
Party ain't starting.
He was scaled like a lizard.
Now, she looks Blind. Very pleased about this.
Do we believe her, though?
Like the wings of a bat. When I touched him, the skin fell from his bones.
Because, you know...
Danny does inside. Not like this dialogue.
If Danny is a dragon, like, she's not a dragon, obviously, but she's, a you know, the dragon
I
thing, then it could be true.
That only death...
That she couldn't
life,
have human children.
You knew the price.
That meanwhile, this woman looks like she's had, like,
Wait,
a few
broken.
Square meals since...
Show
yeah, good for
she
her.
She slept well.
Show me
Team Mary.
What I bought.
She's basically been eating all of Danny's
life.
Food the 3 weeks that she's gone. She's been unconscious.
I will take you to him.
Time enough for that later.
I want to see him now.
He has my brush.
Emilia Clarke does that look really well.
Yeah. The desperate don't fuck with me look.
Yeah, well, also the just, I'm almost dead. And really, like, my, that's a dirt in my face
no
kind of look.
The Dothraki follow only
yeah,
the
I was gonna say, why? How can she just walk openly to the place where she wants to be without being slain? But I remember now, everybody's gone.
Yeah.
I don't think they would slay her. Don't they take her captive?
Drogo.
By a stock wreck.
For a moment, I thought because of his rock and it looked like the ground,
like
I thought that somebody had buried him in sand, like up to his head.
He lives. You asked for life. You paid for a life.
This is not Miri. Life. When will he be as he was?
When the sun rises in the west, sets in the east.
Shouldn't be smart. Surrounded by her friends. See, right now, Mary's got too much compassion. Or she has too much confidence in Danny's compassion for her right now.
Yeah.
I remember whenever, like, she said this, like, it sounds like a prophecy. And I know there's been, like, some speculation about whether it could be possible that, you know, a version of a sun would ever rise in the east, and you could make that mean something different, you know what I mean? But it would be a bit lame after all this time, like, Drogo came back. Like, surprise.
No, what happened to Jorah's neck, though? Is that just an effect from
this is not God's work.
Him being in the tent?
My child was innocent.
Innocent?
I didn't see his neck.
Probably. I mean, some scary people in there.
Now he will burn no cities. Now his Halazar will trample no nations into dust.
I spoke for you.
See, Miri really cares about those little cities, just like Danny is now in season 3.
Three of those riders had already raped me before you saved me, girl.
She's like, you didn't come quickly enough. I was angry.
Well, I still...
But, like, come on. Danny is the good guy here.
I know.
She is.
She is. You're right.
So piles of heads.
But still.
The baker who makes my bread.
I mean, Miri is smart enough of a person. She understands what Danny did, how big of a risk it was for Danny to do it. Miri also knows that Danny has no negative, like, thoughts toward Miri until her attitude now.
Right, but I think that
why don't you take a look at her,
Miri, like that the sacrifice was worth it because she believed that she was doing the right thing. I don't know why I'm so like eager to stand up for this woman.
No, you're right. You're right. But the problem is she's not being courteous enough toward Danny after what has just happened. She's lost her kid. Her husband is now dead, and she's being a smartass to Danny. And Danny's gonna burn her in a fire now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get out my way, son.
Oh, John, leave! Rob is sad. He's chopping down trees without you, man.
Do you know what happens to deserters?
I know. I would have loved to have seen him.
Yes,
go
you eat the deserters, don't you, Sam?
Oh,
you're gonna find
blow.
You watch it there. One day, Sam is gonna stab you with an obsidian dagger.
You can't leave us now.
No, not if he left it. Not if, in fact, he did leave it
oh,
behind.
Oh God.
It's an interesting dynamic, though, because if this had happened to Sam's father, there probably wouldn't be the same sort of reaction, but clearly John was very close with Ned, even though he's a bastard.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The dog. Like,
wait for me. Oh, somebody left the door open.
Oh, it's going to be drafty. It on Sam.
Hand of the king.
It's drafty in this keep seam.
And your father said you couldn't take
but no,
anyone
I wish
with
that
you to King's Landing.
John and
no,
Rob had got because you know you need some
he was very specific
good bromances in this.
He knew my name.
Well, let's just hope that this episode is different
he
from
said,
all the popular ones, and
Landing.
He'll actually go with Rob, and it'll be a happy ending.
Yeah, why not?
So we don't know
I
yet.
Know.
A little bit of commentary left.
Are you afraid that I'm dancing around the court with my tits out? I'm funny now. I'm Shay the funny whore.
She is very angry from the
My
beginning.
She's probably the most powerful
strange.
Man in the country. Certainly the richest.
Yeah, no, this is ridiculous. Her reaction.
Yes, completely.
Everyone.
I wonder
everyone
why
she has to do exactly
where she
what
got this attitude
says.
From, you know?
He's
it's very
been
interesting
a cunt.
To me.
Well, she has Tyrion wrapped around her little finger, little pinky finger.
Right.
And she's just lashing out.
Done a great deal from a girl.
Yeah,
like
but
you.
Why?
Why don't you come with me? Be the hand's lady.
Let's piss off
because
my father
the king
together.
Needs a hand, and the hand.
Oh, now she gives him the smiling look, just because he's agreed not to ditch her.
Mm. Aha!
Hold.
Keep going.
No matter what the cost.
Ride. Ride.
Run, dog, run.
Go with Seabiscuit.
Theoden's just going to pop out and just going to start yelling, ride.
Riders from the east. That looked fun. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
plenty of padding.
Don't you mean pudding?
We're taking you back to
where I belong with my brother.
But where are your brothers now?
Look, no, don't listen to them.
You, if they know you came after me, go back.
Sometimes see, that's not quite fair. That they'll kill these guys for going
it
after
doesn't
him.
Matter. You took the oath. You can't.
Yeah, especially considering how few people after they have at the wall.
They could probably argue the case.
I don't care.
Hear
about
my words and bear witness to my vow. To hell with all of you.
Night gathers.
And I actually think this part is a little cheesy.
It shall not end until my death.
It's unbelievably cheesy.
I'm glad you said that.
They could have done it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
The shield that guards the realms of men.
This is like when we did it on the podcast.
No, ours was a little better.
No, I don't know.
About the same.
Maybe.
John's like, guys, I really want a torch. You all have torches. I really want a torch. I'll do this with
the
torch.
I'll take the sword over the torch, though.
It's a beautiful sword.
He's like, man, children in China made the head of this sword for you. They'd be pissed
what?
If you just let it. Do it for the children, John.
Of the forest.
There you go.
I need a water basin like that. Now that I think
that's
about it.
That's a chamber pot. She just doesn't know it yet.
I don't think that's a chamber pot.
Little urine cleansing?
Unfortunate if it was. Such a depressing scene.
It is.
I know. Yeah. Very hard to watch, too, because it's, you know, it's very uncomfortable. Afinye Lola.
Afinye Drife. She got completely duped by Miri Mazdor.
She did.
She lost Drogo. She lost her child.
In fact, she should hate slaves after this.
Well, I don't think it indoctrinates an entire brand of people.
No, exactly.
It indoctrinates a person.
I think that's the thing about Dani is that, you know, she doesn't choose to. Whenever she saves slaves in the future, it's because she recognizes their pain in herself. She doesn't say, oh well, I was once screwed over by a slave, now I hate them all.
Right.
Then you shall return to me, my sun and stars.
Did you guys think this was some sort of, not prophecy, but some clue to future events?
Yeah, see, that's what I was saying before. I think that the way that they did it in the book too, it almost felt like there was some significance to those words because they were repeated.
I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible, right?
Yeah.
I just feel like it probably would have been a little bit more probable if she wouldn't have smothered him with a pillow. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That makes coming back a little bit harder.
Puts a little harder.
Damper on things.
And then what she does to him a little bit later on in the episode.
Right.
But then maybe he's a phoenix. Maybe he's gonna be bird. Maybe in season 4, like, you know, that three-eyed raven is gonna, like, fly around and then it's gonna be like, squawk, squawk, I'm Drogo!
Are you a parrot or a phoenix? Which one?
I don't know.
I can tell you all there is to know about kings.
What a pickup line.
Oh, this is the scene. I forgot
the
about
the
scene.
You need to understand about kings.
Wait a... Oh. I wonder if they had Viagra
years,
in the olden days.
I've known, truly known, more kings.
I mean, I'm sure they had something along the lines. At least green M&Ms, something.
Complicated, man. But I know how to serve them.
It's got to be difficult to keep food out of that beard.
You got to be careful. Very careful.
Aerys Targaryen. All the thousand,
a lot of backstory.
Thousand maladies the gods visit on us.
It is a very good scene.
Madness is the worst. He was a good man. Such a charmer. To watch him melt away before my eyes. consumed by dreams of fire and blood. Robert Baratheon, he was an entirely different animal, powerful man, great warrior. But alas, winning a kingdom and...
Even in Westeros, the Grandmeisters get laid.
They say that the man goes through life with his battle visor down. He can often be blind to the enemies at his side. Now I serve his son, King Joffrey.
Was it really that bad that this is what he's talking about right now?
Yeah. He's a capable young man. Strong military mind. Stern.
I know they always use these naked women scenes to set up this kind of exposition backstory. And you guys say you want flashbacks. Really?
True greatness.
Just put a button there and you'll be fine. For our new king.
It's funny that he's talking to her about Joffrey and what Joffrey does to her in season 3.
That's not funny
at
all.
That is actually very ironic, yeah.
Full circle.
What thing?
About kings. You said the thing you need to understand about kings.
She's attentive.
Things? What?
When you started, you...
let me see you out, my dear.
It's all right. No need.
Yes, yes. Till the next time.
He's going to have to rest a few days before that happens.
Now I'm done acting stupid. Gotta stay in shape. Power squats.
He's doing Pilates.
I always thought this was such a weird scene.
I know.
It says a lot, though. A lot of imagery right there.
Well, in the sense that I wasn't sure if you were supposed to think that he's really something that he's not.
I mean, yeah, basically what I gather from it is the when context of the right painting there. Is that, yeah, he's pretending to be this person. He's playing the game. He's kind of playing an underpowered old man, but really he's pulling many, many strings. I mean, he's been there for a long time.
Love when these conversations right now.
Up there, how do you look? Does the crown fit? Do all the lords and ladies simper and bow, the ones who sneered at you for years?
Yeah, see, that's the difference between the two of them, is that Littlefinger wants to sit on the throne and Varys doesn't.
A man of great ambition and no morals, I wouldn't bet against you. And what would you do, my friend, if you found yourself sitting up there?
Countdown to a castration joke.
Who doesn't want to be king.
You must be one of the few men in the city who isn't a man.
There we go. I agree, he can do better. You've got time, there's still a scene left.
When they castrated you, did they take the pillow
there we
and
are.
Stones? I've always wondered.
Have you? Do you spend a lot of time wondering what between
a picture, a gash, like a woman's? Is that about
so
life?
Many of these course, scenes between the two of them and the throne
must be strange
aren't there.
Even after all these
someone
years.
Should cut them all
it's
together
true.
And see
a
if they actually say anything different or if it is literally the same conversation they're having over and over again. Not that they're not good.
With option two.
I mean, they're great scenes, but ultimately,
but you, carry
you know,
on,
they sort of
whispering in one king's
set the status quo.
And then the next.
That's true.
I admire you. And I admire you, Lord Baelish.
They're Valentine's guys.
Minor house with a major talent for befriending powerful men and women.
A useful talent, I'm sure you'd agree.
So, here we stand in mutual
the two
admiration
eyes
and respect,
of the throne
playing
room.
Our role
love it.
Behind them.
Wonderful shot. New king.
Long may he reign.
My king! My king.
No, my king.
Shall we begin?
You're now.
Jeffrey's like, you guys weren't sitting in the throne while I was gone, were you?
No one asks an orphan too many questions. Because nobody gives three shits. What's your name?
But two.
Arry.
Tempting.
I'm Arry. Hello, Arry.
Bad company. I've 20 this time. Men and boys, all bound for the wall. Your lord's father gave me the pick of the dungeon.
And this is another what if.
So excited.
Like, what if she really did end up going to the wall and to John? And,
turn you over to the king to spit for a party.
That's exactly what reminds me of
this book I read when I was younger called by Tamora Pierce called something about Lioness, and it was like this girl who basically pretended she was a boy. Her name was Alana, and she dressed up like she called herself Alan. So that's almost Arya, right? Look at this.
He's got his hood on because they hadn't casted him yet.
Yeah, it's clever as all.
Liam Neeson.
He's got a sword. This
But yeah, this reminds me of that. Like you do with a sword. Pretended maybe like she was a boy.
Squire. He ain't no squire. Look at him. Looks like a girl. I bet he stole that sword.
Is that a hot pie?
Let's have a look.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my god.
What a bully.
I know.
We'll take it off him.
I forgot
give
that.
Here, midget. Look at him. You better give up by the sword. I've seen him kick a boy to death.
I knocked him down, and I kicked him in the balls, and I kept kicking him until he was dead.
Come on, Gendry. Come on, Gendry.
You better give me that sword!
Come on!
You want it?
Oh.
Do it to you. I already killed one fat boy. I bet you never killed anyone. I bet you're a liar. But I'm not.
Come on, Gendry. I see arms.
I want killing fat boys.
There he is!
Oh, you like picking on the little ones, do you? You know, I've been hammering an anvil these past 10 years. When I hit that steel, it sings. You gonna sing when I hit you?
Like his little neck thing. Fashion.
Yeah, a little choker. Yep.
It's a fashion thing.
It is.
This is Castleforge steel.
Where'd you see it? It's like, you're highborn, I know it.
It was a gift.
Don't matter.
M'lady.
Where we're going, I don't care what you've done. You've got rapers.
Beautiful shot.
Pickpockets, highwaymen, murderers.
Which are you?
Armorer's apprentice. But my master got sick of me, so here I am.
Come on, you sorry sons of whores! It's 1,000 leagues from here.
That was a term of endearment.
And winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Oh, it was such a nice little line. Oh, we're so innocent now.
I know, just starting on our adventure, setting up on the journey.
True.
But Arya is now free of King's Landing.
True.
She just walked right out the gate.
How many days in a row must a man be expected to start his day with ham?
I would start every day with ham.
Bacon.
You look exhausted.
I miss...
Was your moonlight ride that tiring?
The Great Bear. Yes.
Don't look so terrified. If we beheaded everyone that ran away for the night, only ghosts would guard the wall. At least you weren't whoring in Molestown. Honor made you leave. Honor brought you back.
My friends brought me back.
I didn't say it was your honor.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
And you're going to bring him back to life, are you? No? Good. We've had enough of that sort of thing.
Wisecracker.
All the rangers are reporting whole villages abandoned. At night, they see fires blazing in the mountains from dusk until dawn. A captured wildling swears the tribes are uniting in some secret stronghold to what ends.
I forgot about this.
Ooh. Yeah, and now in season Eastwatch, 3.
Because of Pike's men discovered.
That's exactly what's going down right
corpses,
now.
Unlike us. They were wise enough to burn them. Do you think your brother's war is more important than ours?
Setting this up as well.
When dead
love
men
it.
And worse come hunting for us in the night, do you think it matters who sits on the Iron Throne?
No.
No.
It doesn't matter still,
so
even in season 3.
Such a good point. We only care about who sits in the Iron Throne because we have characters that are affected by it that we care about.
I'm not sitting meekly by.
It is kind of hard to look at the smaller things that are happening when you've got the White Walkers festering.
The Night's Watch will ride in force against the Wildlings, the White Walkers.
You really have everything starting to.
Well,
And we will find Benjen Stark.
I was gonna say begin. Alive or
dead, we will find Benjen Stark.
I will command them myself.
Alive or dead.
So I'll only ask you once.
Wonder how that's
montage-y.
Yes. Yes, I mean, it is the end of the season. This is the montage. Yeah. We are all going out on our journeys. This is what's happening right now.
I left my kerchief at
home. He looks so young there. The season one's finale is all about the beginning of everything. Like every story that's still going on in season three now really begins in this episode. And that's probably the last clever thing I'll say today. Because I'm so tired. So enjoy.
Drogo will have no use for dragon eggs in the night, lads.
It's windy there.
Seldom.
Yeah.
Like her dress. Too bad it burns.
All your days.
They were not given to me to say.
What do you mean, too bad?
Khaleesi, my queen, I vow to serve you, obey you,
and love
to
you.
Die for you if need be.
Yeah.
What did I see him in? Oh, he had a role in Doctor Who.
Do not.
And I watched the episode recently, and it took me like almost all the way through the episode to realize who he was, because he didn't have that beard. Climb on that
pyre. And he didn't say Khaleesi.
He didn't say Khaleesi. I was like, his voice, there's something about it.
Khaleesi!
She's gonna burn! Aww.
Very pretty braids, though.
I know.
He's like, I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
I'm beside myself right now.
Dead puppies, dead puppies, dead
puppies. God. You will be my
captor. Is that like the failsafe thought for most people?
Never works.
I thought it was baseball.
Please, you freeze the slaves.
Take off your collars, go if you wish, no one will stop you.
See, I really think that Miri's speech to her, even though she does end up punishing Miri, her speech really,
as husbands and
you know,
wives.
Gets to her.
These people are leaving. They're like, yep, yeah. Out of here.
See ya.
And that guy in the back's taking a horse.
Shh, Miri.
Yeah. So this is very cool to watch, considering what we just went through in season three and are still going through with all the different cities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is cool. Yeah.
I just feel like in a show like this that's so morally ambiguous, you have to have characters like this where you have to be able to get behind them, you know, morally. And I love that they got back to that with her in season three, because they kind of led Dany astray in season two. Love the speech, by the way.
I will.
This is so funny. She does this epic speech, and then the back are like, you won't hear me scream.
Only your love.
See, I think that Dany understands Miri, but she has to do this. And again, with the
Miri took it too far. She took one step too far.
And again, with the symbolism of the three lives that pay for the three dragons that come back to life.
I think it's important that Dany be the one who lit the flames as well.
Hmm. Like Ned with the sword.
Well, she didn't light the torch, so.
Oh. You got me there.
So what do you think she's singing about?
It's
Christmas.
That
Oh, that sounds like Christmas. Yeah.
It's the Reigns of Castamere.
See, which version did you like better? Miri's or mine?
Ours.
Oh, yeah, Miri's.
Don't shortchange me. We sang that together.
Yes, we did. It was lovely.
But you see, yeah, three deaths, three dragons. I love it. Power of three.
We'll see.
Danny's story.
Three's company.
Three is company, at least for Daenerys.
Did she just walk in yet, or is she still looking at it?
No, she's in it.
I thought so. They did like an overhead view, but she was already in the inner ring when they started the shot.
It's the black. End.
And it's back.
I love how
everyone's like,
went.
What happened last night?
I know, I drank so much, God.
Damn.
Yeah, why are they all lying there? Did they just give up and go to sleep?
Yeah, they're all waking up at the same time, too.
Like, she's burning. Guys, I don't want to watch this. Let's just go to sleep. Like, what the hell? It's all warm
after
and
Mary
nice
stopped screaming,
and
it
soft.
Got a little boring.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, wouldn't at least her clothes burn off?
Her hair burned up in the book, but it didn't in the show. Oh.
And.
Oh.
Dragons.
And dragons.
Yep. This changes everything.
This is so awesome. I love it. Like when the show finally gets a, like sci-fi, not sci-fi, fantasy, you know, like it stops being just politics, but there's also like actual, like, oh my God, so amazing.
They just woke up and then they gotta go back down on the ground. It kind of sucks.
Oh my God.
The director's like, don't move.
Yeah.
Don't. There's a dragon on your shoulder.
We really need an easy place to anchor this effect.
Shut up, it's so real.
A little bit to the right, a little bit to the left.
Such a great way to end the season.
And cut.
Season one
Seriously,
is over.
Guys, I mean, as much as I loved, you know, the end of season two, it did not even come anywhere near this. I wonder if the end of season three will be as memorable as this.
Well, had you read the books, though? When you
when
had
I
seen
saw
season one or
season
no?
One, I don't think so.
Because that, to me, that would have made it more impactful because you didn't know what was
That's
coming.
That's true, but at the same time, I feel like, you know, the Sam, I mean, just this with the dragons, it just changed everything. It was so incredible. Whereas I think in season two, like, that was incredible too, but not as incredible as this. I don't know.
John's heading north of the wall. Tyrion's heading to the king, minus a girl who's going to take anyway. Dany has some kids. Jorah's back on her side after like a small moment where he walked away when she was burning, and he's back now. That's a lot of stuff to look forward to. Too bad we already seen it. I'm going to have to give my own two things to John for having the foresight and the physical ability to duck underneath that strategically placed low tree branch.
There you go.
And also to the tree branch for taking advantage of Sam because he fell and that stopped him. So, yeah.
That did hurt a little bit.
Also for Sam for continually joining us.
I give my own to Tywin. Just that whole speech that he has with Tyrion when he names him Hand of the King. Just thought a pretty solid moment for him.
Also cool that he can name a Hand of the King from his tent somewhere else.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I was just thinking that.
Also, just I felt like there was a level of respect that he had for Ned when he was talking about him in that scene. So despite the fact that there are these families that are at odds, he's still able to see who Ned for who he really is.
Well, I think what it is that, I mean, his words were, we could have used him. So there's that aspect of it where they can't broker a peace with the dead body.
Yeah, but there's still some part of me that believes that Tywin respects Ned.
Yeah.
Yeah,
may
I
not
that.
Like
yeah.
him.
Tyrion does as well.
I mean, that's the thing we were saying about the Lannisters earlier, that, I mean, they might be a lot of things, but some of them actually, I mean, they see the world in a very black and white terms. Like, they understand how the world works. They're not stupid. And Tywin, I mean, he's ambitious. He's cunning. He's a lot of things that we don't like, but he's not stupid. He's not going to act on his sadistic desires in any situation. And I think right. that's, he can, like Tywin, like Tyrion, he can appreciate people that he might be against, but he can still respect them. My own is probably Sansa in this episode, because I just feel like she comes a long way. And then obviously Dany in that final scene. How could you not? She owned all the fire.
I mean, she did. That was a lot of fire to own for one person.
Exactly.
I feel like we don't give certain characters owns because it's too obvious, but let's face it. You know, there are times where you just got to own up, no pun intended, and just be like, you know what? They crushed it. That was their scene. We know it's the popular scene, but they deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And besides, that's the job of all you guys listening. We're supposed to say some owns that we like, and this is only, there's only a handful of us. What, how many? There's four of us right now? I had to literally just count that in my head. Five, excuse me. That's what it was. I'll use that as an excuse. There's five of us, and there's 18 million thousands of you. So fill in our owns with yours, like Micah said. Some are a little bit obvious to give to people, but we do appreciate when you guys send them our way. This is Wednesday. Friday is coming, and honestly, I'd like to be able to say I know what's going to happen on Friday, like what kind of episode, what kind of reaction. All meanwhile, Selena and Micah are probably IMing each other and laughing at me and Eric for being so clueless. But hey, it's we're, what are we, 15 minutes, 14 minutes away from the episode airing right now. So we're excited over here.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And we talked about sending us owns. Of course, you can do that one of three ways.
Ooh.
Or all three.
Tell us
or
all
three that.
All at once. The first way is via Twitter at twitter.com/gameofowns or just at reply us from your own homepage at Game of Owns. On Facebook, we're at facebook.com/gameofowns. And our email address is contact@gameofowns.com. You can email us your owns that way or just in general, any other comments that you have.
Feedback.
Questions, feedback, anything like that. Although not
marriage
to be confused.
Proposals.
Yes, marriage proposals will do. Wedding announcements, congratulations, Mork and Mindy, that sort of stuff. So just send that into us. And, you know, comments should not be confused with rates and reviews. Micah, tell us more about that.
Oh, please. Absolutely, Eric. it's... iTunes is a great place for you to go and give us a nice little rate and review, as Eric pointed out. Now that we've wrapped commentary on season one, we look forward to your feedback, what you guys thought, what you liked, maybe what you think we could change once we make the transition into our season two commentary. So feel free to go there, give us a nice little bit of feedback. Nothing less than 5 stars is acceptable. In the month of June, it is now June, May transitioned into June, and well, sorry, the rules still apply. We have to uphold some rules on this show, and
we do.
That's the only way that we're able to come to you 3 times a week is if we get a 5-star review here and there on iTunes.
That's what's fueling us. Because
that's what's fueling us. It's okay, it's like star power, you know. If you gotta you gotta keep the fuel level up.
Well, I do have to say this, and this is to you guys as well, being you guys on the show. I remember it was a long time ago we set out to say we should do commentary. I know it's crazy, but I think it'd be fun to do on a podcast. And we were all like, I don't know. Isn't that just for the really important people that were part of making it? And we're like, hey, we'll give it a try.
We proved them wrong.
We proved them wrong. No, you guys got to experience it with us. We had fun doing this together, and we're not sure when we're going to do season two. It's still up in the air how we're moving things around, but it'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Very much so. And this episode was, we have to give a shout out to Zach's extremely awesome editing skills for putting in the track of the show, making sure that it all fits and meshes so that you can understand what's happening, even when you're not watching along.
Sound is important, ladies and gentlemen.
It
is. That's why we have 2 ears instead of one.
Can't argue with that. Cannot argue with that.
I'm Micah Tannenbaum.
I'm Selena Wilkin. See you on the other side.
Of the wall.
I'm Eric Skull.
I'm Zach, and please be safe, everyone. The night is dark and full of terrors.
Do not drink and text and drive.
We'll see you Friday. More discussion about the Red Wedding.
Listen to Goo and drive. Yeah.
Bye.
No, don't do that. Well, don't do that. Do it safely.